Hello, hello mga kapwa Marites. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're hearing this from. This is your podcast na may chismisang makabuluhan na dapat pakinggan. This is the NFGPO R3 Unmuted version 3.0. Marites!
R3 JPMs and 7 Heavens, your new favorite podcast, is brought to us by Physic Gareth Balayo and Company, Real Excellence Online CPA Review School, Deloitte, and Punong Bayan and Aurelio Grand Thornton. Thank you for partnering and being with us in yet another sensational story.
Alright, so we are back now with episode 1, which is ironically not our pilot episode kasi nagkaroon na tayo ng episode 0. But nonetheless, we are back with another set of chismis. Hello everyone, ako ang inyong resident Marites, si Maring Mikey. And syempre, kasama ko dito ang aking mga mas chismosa pang mga anak. Pakilala mo kayo dyan.
Ayan, so ako naman si Maring Tony at ang unang panganay. Unang panganay! Ang unang panganay si Maring Mikey. Ayan, and sobrang excited na ako makipagkwentuhan sa inyong lahat.
And syempre, bunso. Ako naman si Maring Shane at super excited na rin akong makausap at makilala ang guest speaker natin.
Ayan, syempre, sobrang excited na ako magsimula kaya naman, everyone, for our first unmuted version 3.0 episode entitled Hashtag Overtime BS Org.
Parang madali naman mag-gets yun, dun pa lang sa hashtag Overtime BS Org. Gusto kong mag-comment tungkol sa title, pero I think it'll better be described by our guest speaker for today. Oh, meron tayong guest speaker ngayon, special guest for this episode.
Yay!
Mga anak, no, and kapwa Marites na nakikinig dyan, let us all give a warm unmuted welcome sa ating guest, si Miss Judith Cabrera. Yay! Hi, Jude!
Hi, everyone! Ayan. Sa mga loyal and solid na listeners, simula pa lang ang ating unmuted version 1. I am Judith Cabrera.
Okay, so for this episode, marami tayong matatackle na questions, no? And I believe Shane holds the key to one of them. Shane, take it away.
So, for our question number 1, what inspired you to take on the extra load of being in an organization?
So, first question. Grabe, parang pang-OG, eh, no? Pero,
Miss Universe.
JPN. Oo, okay. Pero, uy, ang masasagot ko, JPN. It may sound cliche, but I know some of you guys will relate, lalo na kayong tatlo. Naiintindihan nyo, talaga nakakapagod, di ba? Siyempre, you need to balance your acads and your org works. Kailangan may balance sa time. Pero, tignan mo, nag-enjoy sila and nagiging sila ng learnings saka ng mga new experiences. Kayo ba, mga kumare?
Nag-agree talaga ako. Yung sagutan ni Maring Jude, it's like, it describes what we call service leadership or yung leadership for the people. Alam mo yun, kasi maraming pwedeng motivation para maging isang leader. And tulad ni Maring Jude, yun din yung motivation ko, is yung people. Kasi gusto kong makita na sumasaya yung mga persons because of something na pinag-effortan ko, yung meron akong contribution kung bakit sila nakangiti, ganon. And so, ayun, nag-agree talaga ako na minsan kapag on the fence ka, if gusto mo pang i-take on yung role na to, tapos makikita mo or maririnig mo na, hindi, ikaw na lang yan yung parang hope or yung pag-asa ng community na to na we feel kapag nakaupo ka sa position na yon, then marami ka talagang may aambag para sa mga tao. And yes.
Yes, tama ka, Mother. Ako naman,
true, agree.
Yung
kaya,
kapag andun talaga yung passion mo to serve other people, talagang hindi ka talaga hihinto kahit anong mangyari. Parang kahit anong mangyari, basta may pagkakataon or opportunity na mag-stand up ka for them. Kahit ayaw ng body mo, pero yung heart to serve the people, andun talaga. It will flow.
I totally agree with you all. Na parang, syempre, it all starts with the service. No? Pero syempre, ang sarap din sa pakiramdam na hindi ka lang nakakatulong sa ibang tao. But you are also able to discover more of yourself as you meet and serve them. So, hindi lang siya basta parang, hindi lang siya basta parang nakakatulong ka lang or although it, those things are big enough, syempre. Pero mahalaga rin na meron kang nagagawa and naaambag even to yourself. Ayan. So that leads us to the second question. How has being a member of an organization impacted your life?
Actually, this organization, specifically Zapia, it taught a lot of lessons. When I say a lot, ma-apply mo talaga. And I learned how to handle people, to have integrity and commitment sa mga bagay na ginagawa mo. And also yung time management, grabe, malaking bagay yan. Dumarating, kumbaga kahit dumarating sa time na napapagod, ganun. Pero nagiging, kahit sabihin mo nakakapagod ang org, pahinga pa din natin. Kumbaga pahinga pa din natin yung mga kasama natin sa org or yung mga co-officers din natin. And also, aside from that, syempre, yung mga travels, yan, experiences na nakaka-enjoy. At ang mga hindi naman natin mararanasan, kundi rin dahil nag-join tayo sa JPA. Kaya kahit pa yung paalam sa mga parents, basta para sa JPNs, di ba, nagagawa natin.
Sobrang totoo. Kasi iba talaga yung pagpahinga natin ng isa't isa. Heart! So, sa akin naman, yung impact naman niya sa akin is yung growth ko as a person. And tama si ating Marilyn Judes dahil ang daming matututunan talaga sa organization, lalo na ang R3, hindi lang siya basta-basta simple organization kasi it affects a wide range of people. So, ayun, career, growth development, yun.
And syempre, to back her up, no, sabi nga niya, a wide range of people. No? Kasi mas naintindihan ko rin na yung kasabihan na parang, kasabihan ba siya na hindi lang sa'yo umiikot ang mundo as you meet people with different stories. No? So may kanya-kanya tayong stories and experiences na naririnig from different people which help us learn and grow more along the way.
Yes, tamang-tama ka dyan. And ayun, I think we can put it in a collective term. Lahat ng mga na-gain natin from being in an organization is we were able to step out of our own comfort zones. I found myself trying or doing things na I thought I could never do or I never imagined me doing. Especially in travel part, talagang ako din eh. You know, growing up with strict parents, not really allowed to go out anywhere. Tapos nakakaabot na akong Baguio, Cebu, ganyan. Parang, oh, hindi, kasi para to sa org, gano'n. Yung, meron, kumbaga, meron kang excuse, pero alam mo naman na dun sa excuse na yon, you gain not just yung experience, not just yung time mo with other people who have played a special role na in your life, pero you also gain growth sa sarili mo na. You were able to do things that you thought you couldn't. So, ayun, self-improvement din talaga yung dulot ng pagiging part ng isang organization sa ating lahat.
Mas lalo nating na-realize yung mga naging impact and naitulong sa atin ng org na to. No? Hindi lang siya basta sa paggawa ng mga events, but there's just a lot more than that. And syempre, gusto ko lang isingit, commercial lang natin. No? We have a lucky number right now, and that is number 14. Tataka na siguro sila kung ano ba itong lucky number na to. But you'll know soon as we get to reach the end of the Unmuted version 3.0. Pero syempre, umantabay muna tayong lahat.
Yes, kolektahin nyo lang lahat ng lucky number na sinasabi namin per episodes. And at the very final episode, maa-unlock nyo na ang ating secret code. And who knows what wonders await you kapag na-unlock nyo na yun, di ba? Yes, all right.
Baka ang aming guest speaker ang ang gift. Totoo. Sa kanila.
Totoo. Very willing
naman ba maging gift ng numbers.
Uunahan
ko na. Hello. Okay, not available.
Hi! Ayun, pero so far, you have heard, so far everyone has heard yung mga responses ni Maring Jude and namin dito sa R3 tungkol dun sa mga experiences namin being org, what impacts have being BS org brought upon us, ganun. But I'm sure a lot of you guys are still on the fence if gusto nyong i-pursue yung pagiging part ng org. Kasi nga, although marami siyang benefits, hindi natin may tatanggi na marami rin siyang makakost sa atin. So with that, since part kami ng org, then naturally, we feel na the benefits outweigh yung mga cons. So we're here right now to convince you dun sa mga hindi sure. So ikaw ba muna, Maring Jude, anong masasabi mo sa mga on the fence about pursuing being part of an org?
Ako, ang masasabi ko, habang nagdadalawang isip ka, ayusin mo na yung mga requirements mo. Para habang nagde-decide ka, habang hindi ka pa sure, ayusin mo na lahat. Para kapag nakapag-decide ka na, di ba, edi, pasok mo na 11:59. Ito ah, huwag mong isipin na hindi mo kaya. Isipin mo, marami kang matututunan. Ganun na lang isipin. Saka, hindi naman sa puro org test lang. Malay mo, di ba, sa JPM mo pala makikilala ang akad buddies mo. Diba?
Yes.
Na kasama mo na reach yung dream nyo to be a CPA kasi isa din yan sa mapangahawakan mo eh. Parang yung iba naririnig ko sinasabi nila. Kung hindi lang dahil sa JPA nag-drop na ako, JPA lumipat na ako ng course. Totoo yun. Kaya I highly encourage everyone to be an active member officer sa LC, Lucky John Sales, or rin sa National. Without a doubt, I know kakayanin nyo yan. Kaya join na kayo talaga.
Ay, grabe siya. Nakaka-encourage naman nga talaga yun. May, Ayan na. Oh, natamaan yung isa dyan. Magpa-file na ng COC.
Sobrang, sobrang mahal ko yung JP yan na baka umulit pa ako ng 1 year. Hoy!
Hoy!
Hoy, joke!
Graduating me!
Pero totoo, nag-agree din ako dun sa sinabi ni Jude. Kung hindi dahil talaga sa JP, baka wala na ako sa BSA.
And dagdag ko rin, sobra talagang ang daming natututunan sa org na hindi mo matututunan sa school. Kaya, try nyo lang. Wala namang masama. Lahat naman natututunan. It's okay to doubt yourself, pero andiyan naman yung mga kasama mo eh. I-lift up ka nila in a good way na you'll know na meron kang kasama kahit anong mangyari, kahit anong problema yung dumating.
Exactly. Alam mo yun, yung ano, sinasabi lang nila, ito yung advice. Just stick to what we know. Yung saying na, you never know unless you try. Sana kung sa una pa lang, parang natatakot na kayo, why naman ganun? Kasi nga, mahirap na maniwala sa mga hearsay unless ma-experience mo on your own, di ba? Tapos, meron din nga silang sinasabi na yung org life, parang hindi complete yung college life mo pag hindi ka nag-org. And feeling ko, totoo talaga yon. So, hindi naman sinasabing baka lunod kayo or lahat ng oras nyo, i-google nyo na sa org, ganun. But there's really no harm in trying. And more than that, you might even find yourself enjoying it or like parang at the end of the day or at the end of the year, sasabihin mo na lang na, oh my God, thank you. At naisipan ko itong i-pursue kasi ang dami kong na-gain. Ang dami kong na-gain na knowledge, experiences, mga bagong friends, bagong pamilya. And then you'll give yourself a pat on the back.
Hugs! Virtual hugs.
Hugs.
Ayan, sobrang nakaka-proud kayo.
Sobrang nakaka-miss kayo.
Truly. Tignan mo, parang kung i-imagine mo, hindi magsasama-sama mga Marites, kundi dahil sa JP. Yeah. Diba? E di wala kayong content. Yun lang yun.
Hoy! Hi. Edi wala silang maririnig na chismis. So, diba?
Yes, exactly.
Grateful, guys.
Diba? Pero dito lang din namin sa JPN na-discover na talagang mga chismosa kami. Anyway, ayan. I believe, I don't know, this episode yun was entitled Overtime BS Org. When you see the word overtime, it seems very tedious, very burdening. Feel mo, kapag mag-org ka, ididrain na lahat ng energy mo, which is partly true. Pero this episode was actually meant to show you guys the other side of it. Na even though ganun man yung kapalit, why do people still choose to be part of an org? Kasi ito talaga yung nagiging source of happiness for some people. And we hope na some of you, sa mga nakikinig, mahanap nyo rin yung happiness niya sa org. Yeah.
Ayan. So, syempre, we would also like to acknowledge everyone na sumusuporta sa aming lahat. And also, syempre, this episode, one of the hottest podcasts in the Solani Kingdom, is brought to us by Sisip Gores, Belayo and Company, Real Excellence Online CPA Review, Deloitte, and Punong Bayan and Araulio Grand Thornton. Thank you for being with us in yet another sensational story.
And speaking of thank you, of course, we would like to give a very, very special thanks and warm thanks to our guest speaker, special guest for this episode, si Maring Jude. Thank you so much, Jude.
Thank you, Mommy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
We hope we can see you very, very soon again.
Yes, but unfortunately, I think it's time for us to bid our goodbyes now for this episode.
I hope pa. So, ayan, that concludes our episode 1. This is Maring Shane, ang bunso ng Communication Department.
And this is Tony. I hope na nag-enjoy kayo at natuto kayo at na-encourage kayong mag-apply for our next federation. Thank you!
Wow, dinerecho na talaga. Nako, pagpasensya pa yun.
Lalang paligoy-ligoy pa.
Tama ka dyan, alam mo. Sige, susuportan ko na lang kayo as your mother. Yes, this has been Mother Marites, si Maring Mikey. And we hope to catch you all next time.
This has been NFJPO R3 Unmuted version 3.0. Marites!